When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get the Rod on the Sunshine Coast, who's been hanging on, wants to talk about the D's Fords. Thanks for your time, Rod.
Happy Anzac Day, fellas.
You too, Rod.
Great day of a solemn reflection. And I woke up this morning and went through the last post, and I was lucky enough to listen to it down on the beach and watch the sunrise. It was Beautiful. Quite amazing.
Whereabouts on the Sunshine Coast are you, Rod?
I'm right on the beach at Markula, mate. It's bloody fantastic.
Oh, but what a spot. It is.
Last night's game, though, I think that scoreline flattered the D's. I am a huge D's fan, but you guys are absolutely spot on dissecting that forward line. And I see it as a jigsaw puzzle. I see it as it needs to be, it's a work in progress. It needs to be put together over time. And don't forget, there is a missing piece to that puzzle right now, who will be back from injury probably in the next 8 weeks or going to plan, which is Jake Melsham, which he is an absolute director. He knows how to lead. He knows how to win the ball from stoppage. And what we found last night was there was far too many passengers in there. And look, I don't like to spotlight players, but Jacob Van Rooyen seems to be walking around with a smile on his face. He can hardly get a touch. He can hardly get a contested mark. He won't get off the ground. Too many times he tries to take one-handed marks, which is really annoying. And you want to end up bloody kicking the TV in. he frustrates me as a kid because he's got so much potential, but he's starting to look like Jack Watts version 2.0. And you know how that turned out. You know, and they've just given him a 4-year extension. I'm not sure he's the answer. We all understand Benny Brown is running around on a walking stick.
Yep.
But he can still take a contested mark. He can kick a ball. And then there's Jefferson in the twos that can't just get a look in. I don't know whether Goodwin don't like him or not, but I think he's a fantastic forward in the VFL for the Casey Scorpions. So, you know, I just think there's opportunity there to manipulate the jigsaw puzzle and make something work that's efficient. It's great to have Cozzy back, but you're always, like I was on tenderhooks last night, worrying whether Cozzy's going to do something silly because he's only 5'4" and, you know, 72 kilos or whatever. He's going to rise and bump someone and take another week because he hasn't got the football smarts about him when it comes to that. But he's an effective forward and he's a fantastic score involvement player when he's not kicking goals himself. They blazed away last night. Getting back to Petrarca, he was tagged well last night by Marlon Pickett. I just think he's doing probably doing too many YouTube videos on his cooking.
He's a very good cook.
Apparently he is. So look, long and the short of it is he will shake a tag. There's no problems with that. He just had an off night. Clary was good coming back from a finger injury. Jack Viney was really quiet, and that's really unusual for Jack Viney. So there was a few passengers in there last night. You know, Gorney was terrific. I thought Eddie Langdon was terrific out on the wing. Young Caelan Windsor on the other wing was pretty
player.
Ordinary. And
he's going to be a good player, though.
He will, mate, yeah. But I think there's room for Lachie Hunter to step back into the side at some point and let him compete for that spot. So all in all, a 43-point margin. Was I truly impressed by it? No, it wasn't a great spectacle. The best spectacle was obviously the energy of the Anzac
pregame.
It's brilliant. Yeah, they've done that beautifully, the Anzac Eve match. So, Rod, in the one-word answer, can the D's win the flag?
They can, but they've got to get their mojo going and they've got to get the momentum going at the back end of the season, like they did in 21 when they beat Geelong. They come from 43 points down at the Cattery in front of an empty stadium. And they just got to roll on from there. So you've got to get your timing right. And it's all about, with momentum, once you've got it, you don't lose it. And it's a 4-week period. And if you don't have that going into the you know, and look, take, for instance, last year. Oh, yeah, they went out in straight sets the last 2 years in a row. Well, those last two games were decided by less than 5 points.
Yeah, they're close. Yep, and probably their poor kicking cost them. Hey, Rod, thanks so much for your call. Enjoy the rest of your Anzac Day. Makes a good point about Jake Melksham. He was so big for Melbourne in the second half of last year.
Can you believe
ACL in the last round.